This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. Both cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The council had petitioned the Sixth Circuit for a rehearing of that and was denied. They did grant EPA a two-year stay of the mandate in order to give them time to develop general permits for this ruling. So, as I said earlier, the council, along with other groups, filed to the Supreme Court for a rehearing of the case. And we're hearing now that the court will come out on Monday with their decision whether or not to rehear the case.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There were 40 members of Congress who filed an amicus brief in our favor, which is not a common event to see happen, so that was a significant event. And then also, the Solicitor General submitted their opinion on the petition, and it was, although not as positive as we would have liked to see it, it was certainly more positive than how they responded at the Sixth Circuit level. What the Solicitor General said was he admitted that the Sixth Circuit decision was a bad decision, that it was wrong. That's the good part. The bad part of the decision was they also said because EPA was given 2 years to develop a general permit, that they could resolve any detrimental effects to agriculture through these permits, and therefore were not asking for a hearing. So we're waiting for Monday to see whether the Supreme Court's going to take this case or not. And again, we've got some more positive signals than we had at the other level.